Hi, I'm Carl Azuz for CNN 10. It might not be the great escape, but we are embarking on a new series today to help you virtually get away from all this coronavirus news, and it's coming up in just a couple minutes. The reason we're doing this is because an increasing number of people are under stay-at-home, shelter-in-place, or straight lockdown orders. The government of India, the world's second most populated country, has made it illegal for people to leave their homes. More than 1.3 billion residents will be expected to stay put for 21 days. In the United Kingdom's lockdown, people are allowed to go outdoors, but only to get groceries, go to the doctor, exercise, or go to work if they can't do that from home. If they're caught breaking that law, they'll be fined $35 on the spot. In the U.S., there are now 16 states whose residents are under stay-at-home orders. That impacts 142 million people, or more than 40% of America's population. And looking at the world as a whole, the AFP News Agency estimates that more than 2.6 billion people, that's a third of the global population, has been told to stay home. This is all being done to encourage social distancing, keeping people apart from each other because coronavirus spreads so easily. How long will all this last? No one knows. Some experts say it could be weeks. Some say it could last for months. There are some medications already in existence that could be useful in fighting COVID-19, but they're still being studied, and doctors say people should not try to self-medicate with them, as some have